We're starting now Masecht Brochus, the first Mishnah, Me'emasai Kurin Ashamar Biarvin. Which means, when do we start to say Kurin Ashamar Biarvin?
By night.
Now, the argument of this Mishnah is,
Yishma is Midiraisa two times a day. As the Pasuk says, V'dibarta Bom, we dashim V'dibarta Bom means Midiraisa, you have to speak in Kriyishma. The Pasuk says, B'shoch Pecho Ubukumecho. B'shoch Pecho means B'zman Shchiva, when we go to sleep at night. Ubukumecho means man, we get up in the morning. That's how we dashim is the Chiyah to say Kriyishma twice a day. The Torah doesn't say Laila or Yom. The Torah says, B'shoch Pecho, when we go to sleep. So now the shailah is, when is the call b'shoch b'cho? His name is Saikur Neshma B'yavim. When do we start saying Shema by night? If the grain is medayik, it says Loshin Kurin, the Loshin Rabin. It doesn't say Kurei, Loshin Yochid. Because it says the Chiddush that Kriya Shema, you can't be Yotze Shema Yakoina. If you listen to a chazan to say Kriya Shema, not Yotze. The brachas and tefillah, you can be Yotze from a Shia Tzibur. But Kriya Shema, since the mitzvah is the Makabal Omach HaShemayim, you have to say it yourself. That's why the Mishnah says, Loshin, Eime, Enesai, Kurin, a Loshin Rabin. Everybody has to say Kriyishma. You can't be Yaitzit from somebody else. So when is this man to say Kriyishma Balayla, the Arvin? So the Mishnah, Mishoa, Shakahanim, Nichnosim, Lecho, Betrumosim. As the man, when the Kahanim are allowed to go and start eating Truma. That means, what's the Rashi? Name of Sai Kurin, Nishma, the Arvin, the Rashi, Mishoa, Shakahanim, Nichnosim, Lecho, Betrumosim. That means Kahanim, Shenitmo. A Kohen that became Tommy. He touched the sherets. He became Tommy. The Tavlu, right after he touched the sherets, he was Tavlu in the mikvah. The din is now the Herer Shimshon. He has to wait now. He can't eat Truma even after he was Tavlu until it comes Herer Shemesh, until it comes Pesach Rovim. The Gia eat Tommy comes the time Lechol B'Truma, which we'll see in the Gemara means Pesach Rovim. So really the Mishnah doesn't say when does man of Kriyishma start at night. It just says at the same time when a kohen that was tamei to start eating truma, which the Gemara explains is pesach chavim. So we'll see in the Gemara why the Mishnah didn't say klor pesach chavim. But in other words, that's what the Mishnah is saying. When is this man when he can start saying Krishna at night time is pesach chavim. So there goes in Rashi. Rashi says v'giyah itam lecha b'truma. Came the time when a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Because Mefarshim asked the kasha. We hold when it comes to man marav, you're not allowed to eat until you say Krishna first. So who is the kohen? He was tamei. When can he start eating truma? When it comes to pesach chavim, the chura pesach chavim is his man when you have to start saying Krishna first. So how can he eat truma before he says Krishna? So the deek in Rashi just says v'giyah itam lecha b'truma. When it comes to pesach chavim, that's his man when he's allowed to start eating truma. But actually, he shouldn't eat truma until he first says Krishna. We'll talk about a term, what we have. If you have a minyan kavu at the daven later, so you're allowed to eat first, because you know you're going to daven marav later. But if somebody doesn't have a minyan kavu, and he's going to daven by himself, so locker is you're not allowed to eat before you daven marav, say Krishma first. So the Kitzur of the Mishnah says, when's this man to start saying Krishma? That's the basic of him. So the Mishnah, how long is this man? At Saifa Shemara Harishaina, Dibir Rabbi Eliezer. The Rebbe says you can't say Krishma anymore after the first Ashmara of the night. And Parshat we hold that the night is divided into three Mishmarim. There's three different Mishmars. We'll have Gemaras about exactly what a Mishma means. It's a different change of the watch of the Malachim in Shemayim. They say Shirat Hashem. So three times of the night they change over. So usually a night is 12 hours. So that means the first 4 hours of the night, that's the time when you say Krishma according to Rebbe Eliezer. Right. Let's see Rashi. Rashi at Saifu Ashmara Rishayna. The Rashi at Shlish Halayla, 1/3 of the night. At Shlish Halayla. That's 1/3 of the night. In the forest of the Gemara, that we hold there are three Mishmarim throughout the night. Umisham the Yelech after 4 hours of the night, let's say it's like 10 o'clock, according to Rebbe Eliezer, Ovar Zman. It's after the Zman you can't say Krishna. Why? The Drash is Lemikra Suzman Shiva. That's not called Shiva. For like Karina Bay Bishokbucha. It's not called Bishokbucha. Like we spoke out. How do we know we say Kirishma night? But the Pasuk says Bishokbucha when you go to sleep. Now Rebbe Eliezer learns the Pshan Bishokbucha is when people are doing the mice of going to bed to go to sleep. So usually when the people go to sleep, he owes the first Mishnah. like the first 3 hours, 4 hours of the night, whoever plans to go to sleep already went to sleep. See, Dasen's B'shoch B'cho means the Zman when people go to sleep. So after the first 4 hours, most people already went to sleep. So it's not called the Zman Shchivah anymore. But soon see Lalacha, we hold like Rebbe Gamliel, the Zman Krishna is the whole night. Because we Dasen B'shoch B'cho means Kol Zman you're sleeping. And people sleep throughout the whole night. That's what we hold Lalacha. But the Blazer holds no, the Pshat in B'shoch B'cho means the time when people are going to sleep. Now, when the rogue people go to sleep, the first four hours of night, that's when people go to sleep. See, after that, it's not a Zman Shchivah anymore. Now, Rashi explains, the famous Rashi, Mekanei Hochi, what about before Tetzik Chovim? Like a lot of men hug him here, Amo, they dav Mara Friday night, they dav Mara before Tetzik Chovim. So, Rashi, Hochi Nami, Lav Zman Shchivah. No, it's not a Zman Shchivah, and you're not Mekai Mitzvah Kriyashma. So, Rashi, Lefikoch, therefore, Mashmah is a minig in Mashmah's times also that people used to dav a marav early before Tetzik Chovim. So drashla yotzi dechavotze. You're not mekayin the mitzvah festly of Kriyashma, the derisatik a mitzvah of Kriyashma. In Kain, Abazoi, so drashi loma koronoisa. Why when you daven early do you say Kriyashma? So drashi beveitakhnesa. So drashi kde lama betfilim otech divrei Torah, vrochi tanya bebraisa brochus yishalmi. He was yishalmi like that. Just like we're knowing by Mincha, before we daven Mincha, we say Ashrei. Meaning to say Tfilah before you daven Mincha. In Suwa Din by Marav, if you daven Marav early, there's a meaning to say some Divrei Torah before you daven Marav. Therefore, you used to say Shema, if you daven before Tzetzik Chovim. But really, how Rashi, you're not in the kind of Mitzvah of Krishma before Tzetzik Chovim. On the Fikach, therefore, Zakrashi, Chayva Olenu Likreisa Mishtechshach. You should know there's a Chayva again to say Krishna over again when it becomes night. Zakrashi, the Chiddish, or the Kriyas Pashas Rishon Shodom Korei Amitofa Yotso. When you say Hamapal at night, you say the first Pash of Krishna, the Yotso the Mitzvah Tesei. This is Rashi Shita. And we don't have time now, Taysa, the Gansa, Rishas, Kashas, and Rashi, but the Kitz of Chan Rashi is like this. Rashi holds that the mitzvah deraisa of Krishna is only the first parsha. That's all it's midiraisa. That the we say three parshas of Krishna is only midirabonin. The Rabbanan said we have to say Ramach words of Krishna. But midiraisa you say Shman, you have to the first parsha, you're making the mitzvah deraisa. The Rashi Shita is that you have to say Shema after Tzesek Chovim, that's only to Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. Mashenke to Mekayim the mitzvah derabonin. Zai of davening Maru, or of saying Kriyusha Madrabonin, that you could be Yetzir Kodim's manner. That you could be Yetzir even before Tzesek Chovim. Therefore, if you daven Marav early, so the Birchas Kriyushma, you Yetzir. Of course, that's only Madrabonin, and you daven early before this man, you Yetzir Madrabonin. Marav, you're also Yetzir davening early. Marav is only Madrabonin. The only thing you weren't Yetzir is the mitzvah, the Yeraisa of saying Kriyushma, which the Torah says is the Zman of B'shoch B'chor, when people go to sleep, means from Tzetzik Chovim on. Therefore, Rashi says, all you have to do is just say Shema over again at night. And how much is Shema? Just the first parsha. It's the kitzur, this is Rashi Shita. Tzeis is being zech on Rashi. Tzeis holds avada, you have to say midiraisa, at least two parshas midiraisa. So Tzeis has different shitas how you yaitza. But this is Rashi. Right? So this is Rebbe Lezer Shita. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Again, that he holds B'shoch B'cho means a Zman when people are going to sleep. So you can start saying Shrishma by Tzetzik Chovim the first 4 hours. That's all. After that, you can't say anymore. No, you could say Shrishma until Chatzos. The Maskan of Sham, the Chachom is, they also hold it of Gamliel, that this Zman Shchiva means the whole night. And really, you're allowed to say Shrishma the whole night. That we're afraid if you're going to wait till the end part of the night, you'll fall asleep and forget to say Krishma altogether. Therefore, the Rabbanan made our chokim, the Rabbanan, you have to say it until Chatzos. After Chatzos, it said you can't say it anymore. Chomayim at Chatzos. No, ad sheyal amad ha-shachar. That's where we hold that for the Eved, if you didn't say Krishma, you can still say Krishma, davamar of the whole night time, until the morning star comes up. Zadrashi Yachiyal Omad Ashachal Zadrashi Shakol HaLaila Kori Zman Shchiva. As Kosi holds what's called Shchiva B'shoch B'cho Kol Zman people are sleeping. The mice of people sleep throughout the night. So therefore the whole night is called Zman Shchiva. That's what we're going to use Shita. Maisa says the Mishnah, Maisa was a Maisa bor bona. Face the children of Rav Gamliel, they based on Mishnah, they went to a chasna, and they got their vesfashikid there, but they forgot to daven marav, they didn't daven marav at night. Omrulay, they told the father, Leikirina Weshema, we didn't, they came home after the chasna at 4 in the morning, they told the father, we didn't say Krishma yet. Omrulahem, Rav Gamliel answered them, his father told them back, Imloy Allah Hamad Hashachar, if it didn't come yet, the morning star didn't come up yet, is Chayove Matam Likris. And this is Rav Gamliel Shita, that you have a chiyuv, you can still be Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Krishma, all through the night, even until Olos Hashachar. So Rashi Yad Shiyalom Ad Hashachar, and it says, Chol Lama Kuro Zaman Shvila. Right there, V'loi Zu B'lvad Omru, this is Rav Gamliel saying, it's not only here, that he said, Kol Halayla, Ela Kol Ma Shomro Kachol Mat Chatzoyz. That whenever the Rabbonin made a din that you could only do this mitzvah until Chatzos, you should know that's only the Rabbonin dikalocha. Of a real midiraisa mitzvah sanat shiala omar hashachar. If any mitzvah that you could do throughout the, a nighttime is called the whole night until the morning star comes up. Hashiala omar hashachar. Now, what are mitzvahs like this? Hector chalofim. Let's say you brought a korban in the daytime. You made this shchit and you made this rikas dam. The burning of the chalavim of the fats, or else the yivorim, the pieces of the meat of a korban oila, that all the meat is burnt, is mitzvah sanat shiala omar hashachar. That mitzvah, how long could you burn it? Throughout the whole night you could burn it. It doesn't become nicer until the next morning. Ba'itav achol ha-necholim liyoyim echot, certain kodshim, like a chatis, you're only allowed to eat it one day, is mitzvah sanat shiala omar hashachar. You're allowed to eat it the whole day and the whole night. Because by kodshim, the night goes after the day. Usually, the day goes after the night. But by kodshim, it's like that. Kodshim, you make your shchit in the daytime, and you're allowed to make the hektar, the burning of the chalavim, throughout the whole night. The night goes after the day. So if you're allowed to eat it one day, the day ends at the end of the night by yalla omar hashachar. So the Gamliel, in Cain, Lom 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 Chatzoyz, how come the Rabbanan said dinim unto Chatzoyz by Krishma and by Achilas Kodshim? The Pshat is it's Rabbanan de Kalok, de Laharki Kodim in Aveira. That Rabbanan wanted you shouldn't be over in Aveira. So they're afraid if you can eat the Kodshim until the morning star comes up, maybe you'll make a mistake and you'll even eat it after Olin HaShachar. And then you'll be over the Yisamaita, you'll be over the Chiyah Koros. Yes, Rabbanan said, that Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat the meat till after, can't eat it anymore after Chatzos. So Drashi, Hekter Cholovim to Drashi Bevorim Shal Kabonah Shenizrak Domen V'Yoyim. If you made the Zrika by Yoyim and the Shchita, you could burn it the whole night. His mitzvos and Drashi La'alis Kol Alayla, the whole night. V'Yena Nivsolim Belina, there's no soul like Neuser, Lina, Achiyah Lamar HaShachar. V'Hein Lamatim in HaMizbeach. Providing that they're on the bottom of the Mizbeach, there's a Chiddush in Rashi. Rashi holds that you have a locha by kodshim, anything that's on the mizbeach itself, the mizbeach is mekadeshit. So to have a piece of meat that's on the mizbeach, even if you'll have it overnight, it won't become nicer. It only becomes nicer if the meat is not on the mizbeach. That's what Rashi says. The heng lamatim in the mizbeach, the piece of meat is on the bottom of the mizbeach. Tichsid lo yodin laboykis. Chalovin, what are these? Are the fats? Shokol kabonis. Every korban, the fats of the korban you burn on the mizbeach. Eivora means the piece of meat itself. Now by Reis Kabon is the Tehanim or the Bailam eat the meat. So Drashi is, so which meat do you burn? Shal Oila. A Korban Oila, that all the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach. So Chol HaNecholim Liyei Mechot Drashi going Chates V'yoshu Mekis Ki Ateres V'mlochas V'toida is Mitzvos Zman HaChilos V'nat Shiel Amar HaShachem V'hu Mevi'in Liyos Noiser. This brings it to be Noiser. The Chiz B'toida, the Torah says by the Korban Toida, L'yaniach L'menu Ad Boika, don't leave over to the Boika, V'kula Mitoida Yumadu. Learn out everything from Toida, that Noiser is Chal after the Olah HaShachar, after the night Pesach. In Cain, Lomar Mechol Mat Chatzoyz, the Trashi B'Kriya Shema, U'Vachilas Kochim. The Rashi learns there's only a mitzvah Chatzoyz by Kriya Shema, like the Mishnah says, according to Chomim, and V'Vachilas Kochim. Why did the Rabbanim say only to Chatzoyz? So this is the Hezbollah, Rashi says why the Chum was so master on this Yisra. Because it's an Yisra of Chorus. So not to be overcorous, they made a chumrah, don't eat it after chatzos. So for sure, you're not going to come to eat it the next morning. The same with Kriya Shema, same thing by Kriya Shema. So Rashi by warning, I Kriya Shema, there's no chiyuv koros. If you don't say Kriya Shema, say you don't say Kriya Shema, there's no chiyuv koros. So Rashi is new svarim. Kriya Shema Lazarus has thought him shlo yomer. A person shouldn't say yesh li yoytshoy. It's very common. I come home at night. I'm tired. The Gemara says, so first I'll take a nap and I'll daven later. And before you know, it's in the morning already. Therefore, the Rabbanim made a chokka to make sure you say before Alas HaShachar. Now, the Rashi Shita is the Ekta Chalovim. That we allow to burn the fat or the meat. The Tani Yachol Yomer Bechol Mat Chatzoy. There's no hachok of Chatzoy Klal. The Nokat Lachel Lodia Shekol Dovra Noi Balayla Kosher Kol Alayla. Any mitzvah you allow to do through the night means the whole night time. Vachin Amitam Bepereshen of the Megillah. Kol Alayla Kosher Lekriyla Lekzira Soimer Lekta Cholovim Vyevorim. Any mitzvah you can do throughout the night, you can do it throughout the whole night. The Rashi holds the Hektech Halovim, the Kahanim are allowed to do it even after Chatzos. There are the Shitas learned, you're not allowed to do it after Chatzos. The other Shitas, the Rambam Shita is even after Chatzos by Hektech Halovim is also water. So they say it has been Rashi is that Kahanim has reason him. Usually, even though a regular person will make a mistake, but Kahanim is a Svar, he's a Zorin. He always watches and is very careful. Therefore, by the Hektar, to burn the Halovim, the Kahanim burn it, we're not afraid they'll forget to burn before Chatzos. What about eating? So if the mirror, when it comes to eating, even Kahanim are not Zorizim. When it comes to eating, they'll make a mistake and the one who eat it after on a Shachar also. So when it comes to eating nice, there we are afraid. If we're going to say a Kohen could eat the meat until Omer HaShachar, until the morning, we're afraid sometimes they'll forget and even eat a little bit later. Come eating is not Zorin, that's not the meaning. The Zul B'Avodah, he's a Zorin. So we know for sure he'll be master it before Omer HaShachar, he wouldn't be over the Yisra. But eating, sometimes he'll make mistakes. Therefore, the Chom Meretakonam, that after Chatzoy, he's not allowed to eat the Basar anymore. This is the mission. So the Gemara now. Tono, Heichi Koyi, Diktonim Yemesai. Like, the Mishnah doesn't say anywhere there's a Mishnah to say Kriya Shema. Right away it starts off, when is this man to say it? They should have first explained, how do you know the cloud is a Mishnah to say Kriya Shema? The Su, another Kashri, Maishna the turn of the Arvest Ratio. How come starts off the effect about Kriya Shema Shalayla first? Now, who the Kashri, they should have spoke about Kriya Shema Shalayim first. The Kashri, what kind of Kashri is that? Make Pasty, day is more important than Laila. So Tosfos says, because you learn now from Tomid, the Sir shall break your Tchila. By Korban HaTomid, the Torah said shall break your first. So vice versa, we should talk about morning first. The Tosfos Rosh says, no, the Rosh says the Pshat is that rogue mitzvahs we have are noig b'yoyim, like tzitzis, tfilin, shachas, and minchis b'yoyim. So we're talking about mitzvahs, the Tana should have spoken about the mitzvahs noig b'yoyim first. That was the Kashri. The Kashri is, why don't we talk about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris first, which is the next Mishnah. How come the first Mishnah talks about Shel Arvus? And for the Gemara, listener to Shachris Bresha, and for the Gemara, Tana Akrua Koi. Our Tana of the Mishnah is going on the Posik. Tirsir Bishoch Bechol Bukumecha. So may let's miyasha both Kashis. How do we know that the Chiyot to say Kriya Shema? Enough in the Posik and the Pera. So the Tana doesn't have to tell you that. Anybody that learns Chumash knows. The Torah says b'shach b'chumecha. And also, why does the Tana say first Arvus? Because the Torah says b'shach b'chumecha first. B'shach b'chumecha means when you go to sleep. That means Kriya Shema Shalayla. That's a good one. The Tana first explains Kriya Shema Shalayla, and then b'chumecha about Kriya Shema Shalayim. Vachi Ketoni. The man Kriya Shema d'shchiv Aimus. Our mission now is going after the Chumash already said b'shach b'chumecha. When is the beginning of the man Shchiva? That the Mishnah says, Mishor Shekanam Nechnosim Lecha B'trumosim. When the Kanyan first starts, he Truma. Fedimor Viboy Yisayim, another teretz is, why do we talk about Laila first and then Yoim? If Yalas Mibriyosah Shloidim, we learned it out from the Bria, the creation of the world. V'yaseh V'ayera V'ayivoyke Yoim Echot. So this is only a teretz, the second Kasha. If the first Kasha, how do we know B'chal Mitzvah Kriya Shema? That Avada was saying B'chal B'shoch B'chot. But the second Kasha, why do we speak about Kriya Shema Shalayla first, and then Kriya Shema Shel Yoim? That's what the Pasuk says, Vayera Vayivayka. So if Torah talks about Laila first, then Yoim, the Tana also talks about Mitzvah Kriya Shema Shalayla first, then Shel Yoim.
What's the finish of the Vayivayka?
What do you need to do?
Right, think about it. I think Tais talks a little about it. It's a good question. Right.
Right. Kadimori Hochi Ebezoi, there's a terrace, I'll tell you later. Ihochi, Sefer Diktoni, the Sefer that it says, the Sachem of all Stein Lefuner, the next Mishnah says, talks about the Bruch of Krishma. It says, you know, by Krishma, you say two brachas before it, the Yachaf the Achrel. Hey, in Shachrus, you only say one bracha after Krishma. Uverev, by night, by Mariv, Levor Stein Lefuner, two brachas before, Stein Leachrel, two brachas after it. For the Gemara, listen to the Avad Brasha. How come later when we talk about the Birchus Krishma, first we say Birchus Krishma of Yoin, and then we say Birchus Krishma of Lailo? We should first talk about Lailo. And the Gemara like this, Tane Pasach the Avad. The Tane first starts off talking about Mitzvah Krishma of night, because either B'shach B'chor, or else the Pasach says Vayera Vayibayka. Then Vada Tane B'shachris. Then the next Mishnah of Masechta the Brachos talks about Krishma Shashachris. Now, Ad Dikoy B'Shachris, as long as we're talking about the Mitzvah of Krishma of Shachris, Pirish Minu B'Shachris. We go to explain all the Alachis of Krishma Shachris, which are the Brachis. Lord, the Pirish Minu the Arvis. Then we come back to explain the Brachis of Arvis. Rashi, Hechikos Rashi, Hechikos Solik, the Tane Bechoy B'Krishma. Shifchu L'Shel Kanz Manak Kriya. Like, how do we know there's a Mitzvah of Krishma to start explaining this man? And the Gemara Krokoi, the Shom Lomat Chayda Sakriya. The Pasha Teres is everybody knows that. Everybody learned Chumash already. You know the Shach B'chor, the Chita Say Krishma. So even though Rashi says that the Pasha says it from the Shach B'chor, really, the equal word is from the Dibar to Bom. From the Dibar to Bom, that's we learn out the Chiyah to talk in this, means talk in Krishma. The Shach B'chor is just as man when you have to say Krishma. The Shach B'chor when you go to sleep, or the Kamecha when you wake up. But really the Pasuk is the Dibarta Bum. That's how we dash in Yatakhi to say Krishma. The boy is famous with Rashi, Hod the Tani Arvin Beresha, Yalav Mibirasa Shalilim. Hod the Tani B'Shachas, Amos like Kern Neshma B'Shachas. Now, so to Gemara, Oh Mama, the Mishnah says, or the Bryce before, Misho Shekhanim Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumosim. When is this man to say Krishma at night? The same time when a Kohen could go teach Rumah. Krati Gemara, Michti, Kahanim Amos Klaskali Vitruma, when is this man, when a Kohen that was Tomei and went to the mikvah, at night time, when can he allow to start eating Truma? Meshas Pesach Chovim, when the Kechovim come out. So to Rashi, what does that mean, the bottom Rashi? Meshas Pesach Chovim, Shu Gemar Biyas HaShemesh. That's the end of the Shemesh going away. His Biyas sometimes means coming and sometimes going away. If he was supposed to the prospect, Biyas HaShemesh means when the Shemesh goes down, goes away. So the hour will come on. So the Gemara Bazoi listening Mishas Pesach Chovim. Says, why didn't the Mishnah say out clear? The Mishnah wants to say, when is this man to start saying Krishma? When the Kohen is tovel. When the Kohen can eat Truma. Now, when is the Kohen allowed to eat Truma? Mishas Pesach Chovim. So why didn't the Mishnah say clearly? The Mishnah should have said, name is our Kohen Neshma B'Yadrin, Mishas Pesach Chovim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says this for Mil Sa'aga Baruch HaKamashvah. It wants to tell you another Chiddush. The Rav Kahanim Amos Kachli B'Truma, when is the Kohen allowed to eat Truma? Mishas Pesach Chovim. That's good for the Mishnah telling you this Chiddush. Baruch HaKamashvah is telling you a Chiddush, the Kapara Le Makvah. A certain time the Kohen is Mechul to bring a Korban. Let's say a Kohen was a Metzora, or a Kohen was a Nazir. See, he's coming. At the end of the 7 days, he goes to the Mikvah, and that night he's Torah is Ladi Truma. Even though he still has to bring a Korban the next day. The Yom Shemini, the 8th day, he has to bring a Korban. So the locker is, to eat Kochim, he's not Ladi Kochim until he brings his Korban. Because it's called the Mechusa Kapara. A Mechusa Kapara is not Ladi Kochim. Mashenkin Truma, he's Ladi. That's the Chiddush here. That a Kohen that was Tomei, even though he still has to bring a Korban, the bringing the Korban is not Ma'akiv eating Truma. It's the Kapara Loi Ma'akva. So this is all part of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That just like Krishmas, Balaila, Kahanim are not eat Truma Balaila, even in the case where they're supposed to bring the Korban, because why? Kapara is not Makva. But how do we know this? Kidatanya, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says by Kohen, Obo HaShemesh B'Toyer. Obo HaShemesh, we hold when the Shemesh, the sun, goes down, then B'Toyer, he's Torah, that means he's not eat Truma. We hold Bi HaShemeshoi, Kol's man, the sun did not go down yet, is makhlosim alecha b'truma. That stops his crying from eating truma. Of a v'yein kaparosim yakhlosim alecha b'truma. But his bringing of the korban, the kapora that he needs, even though he can first bring that tomorrow morning on the eighth day, that does not stop him from eating truma. He's still allowed to eat truma, even though he didn't bring his kapora yet. So the kitzur, the maskana real, the Mishnah is still very shver. That the Mishnah wants to explain to us when is there a zman to start saying Krishma, it means Pesach Chosin. So the Mishnah says, when is that zman? When the Kohen starts his truma. How do we know when the Kohen starts his truma? We really don't know. So the Dissalmodno, why didn't the Mishnah go forth say out clear, say Pesach Chosin? So the Gura says the pshat like this, that the only place in the whole Torah it says the zman of Pesach Chosin is this posse, Ulbo HaShemesh V'tor. That according to Ladi Truma Lefi Yemet, the Pshan the Postik is, when it comes face to Kechovim, that's the Zman the Kohen is Ladi Truma. So the only time the Torah says a Lashon of face to Kechovim is in this Postik here by Kohen in Truma. Therefore, when the Mishnah wants to say a Zman of Krishma, when can you start saying Krishma? The time is when the stars come out, the Mishnah wants to put it in the same time when the Kohen eats Truma. Because that's the Mokim in the Torah where the Torah said a Lashon of face to Kechovim. Those are the Gruah. Because the Eni Echam, we don't know Pshan the Pasik. We'll soon see how we know. But the Emes of Pshat is the Bo Hashem, the Torah is telling you, when the sun goes down, and Rashi says it means Bi Hashemish, the end of the sun going down, that's the Zman to say Krishna. Our Pidrush, the Sefer Yavne Neitz says over, that how come the time of the Mishnah is only Zman Krishna in the Kohen in Truma? He says like this, as the Mudna asked by Kohen, Kohen went to the Mikvah, nearly his Torah ready. But still we say, since he was tummy before, he can't eat truma till Pesach Chosin. What's the pshat? If about he had tumor on him, the ashpo of tumor stays with him until Pesach Chosin. It comes nighttime, it's like a new zman, a new time now. So any ashpo you had in the daytime went off you, and now you're like a new person. That's why at night he's allowed to eat truma. But the same thing is by Kabbalah, by Krishma. We say Krishma in the morning. Why? To Makabla upon ourselves, O Machashmayim. So how long does the Ashpo of Krishma stay with us? Until Pesach Chosin. That's how long Ashpo of the day stays. When it comes to nighttime, it's like a new Zman, it's a new time. So you have to right away make a new Kabbalah, O Machashmayim. That's why you have to say Krishma again at night. That's why the time of the Mishnah is probably saying Krishma in the same Zman when the Kohen can eat Truma. The same Hezra. The reason why Kohen can't eat Truma, even though really he wants the mikvah ready, but the Ashpo of Truma stays on you until Lila. The same thing, the Ashpo of the Kabbalah Sol Machshayim in the morning stays with you until Pesach Chosin. When it comes nighttime, that's like a new Zman, now you have to have a new Kabbalah Sol Machshayim. So, how do we know by Kohen that eating Truma is totally in Pesach Chosin? Because the Pasuk says, Uvo HaShemesh, when the sun goes down, the Torah automatically the Kohen is Torah is not eat truma. For after Gemara now, Mimai, how do we know? Tahayu bo Hashemesh, when the sun goes down. It means, Bi'ish Hashemesh, the sun going down. Vai the Torah, Torah Yoyme. Torah Yoyme means just a Lashon saying the day passed by, went away, and automatically you Torah by itself.